You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
And good morning to you. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage, with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, 680 The Fan Studios. And gentlemen, I have an echo in my ear. Just so you know, I can hear everything that I say. So something needs to be adjusted. Nothing needs to be adjusted in the world of college basketball. As we get started, I know everyone's going to try to judge Tennessee and try to say, wow, what a terrible loss for Tennessee. They go to Kentucky and get clocked. Man, Tennessee is exposed. That's going to be the talking point, and I know that that will be how it's trying to be spun this week. What I would suggest to you is that it is a season for a reason. And I don't necessarily think anything less of Tennessee this morning after one really bad loss. That was bad. Ugly. Disgusting. But that one loss doesn't change anything for me as far as understanding what that team can be long term. If it did, I would be looking at Duke differently after every loss and saying, wow, man, that Duke crew, they've already got two losses. They suck. No, they're really, really good. Losing games in college basketball means nothing. Losing games in amateur competition means nothing. If you play 25, like what's Duke play? 25. Duke's played 25 games. They've lost twice. I don't care. I don't care. They got to be set for a tournament that comes up in the first weekend in April. We still call it March Madness. I have no idea why. Kentucky, though, they've lost four times in 25 games. Tennessee, they've lost twice in 25 games. I don't think differently about like any one of these teams. I think Duke's the most talented. I think Tennessee is the most upstart. And Kentucky is the one that I still say maybe they have the most upside at this point in the college basketball season. But I want to apologize because I call out lazy sports talk radio hosts all the time. Call them out all the time. My industry is populated with people who think doing show prep means reading the morning newspaper and then throwing out a topic and throwing out the phone number and taking calls. So I work in an industry populated by a lot of lazy people. And I call them out all the time for it. Next time you hear a Mount Rushmore show, turn off your radio and realize the show didn't respect you enough to do any show prep to come up with any creative content. Or they wanted you to create the content by just making phone calls. That's different. But I'll call myself out for being lazy. Gonzaga. And for fans of the Zags, I apologize. But I've apologized numerous times, and that's why I will call myself lazy. I don't tape Gonzaga games, and I should. I don't see enough of Gonzaga, and I should. There are more opportunities to view the Zags, and I should take advantage of them. But I don't, and I haven't. But I will, And I promise today is the day I draw the line in the sand, and I will. Because to me, right now, Gonzaga is every bit a part of the conversation of Tennessee, Duke, Kentucky. And if you want to throw Virginia in there, you can. Virginia is the one of that top five that I feel the least confident in. And it may be because of the collapse of previous years. And I shouldn't hold that against a team. And I look at Michigan as a team that, yeah, they're good. But when I see Michigan, I wonder if they're really going to be able to be a part of things when push comes to shove. Are they going to be able to hang with these big boys? We have a top of the charts in college basketball that is great this year. As far as great in the drama, the matchups, the seedings, it's really going to matter this year. One versus twos in these brackets, if they come out, are going to be some really compelling things to talk about. So we'll be having a little conversation on that throughout the course of the day. NBA All-Star Weekend doesn't do it for me. Sue me. You can just say, John, you're serious? This is like the greatest thing. We have rappers that are there in attendance. We have celebrities that are there in attendance. There's a lot of B-list celebrities, by the way. And take that from somebody on the D-list of D-list celebrities in media. NBA All-Star Weekend just doesn't do it. And again, I loved the idea that I heard earlier during Zach Elb's show. The idea that you invite people to the All-Star game, they accept their All-Star bid, and then they choose a competition to compete in. I'm sorry. I don't need Joe Bag of Donuts in the dunk competition. I want something compelling. I want something that is going to grab my attention. I want names that the fans care about. And if you're not going to give that to me, you're not showing me the proper respect as a sport. It's one of the reasons why the Home Run Derby used to be so much more interesting in baseball. It's not now. It really isn't. You may watch it. I don't know if they're bringing back. I mean, you may find that very compelling. I do not. It's lost on me. And these all-star competitions have now become so sort of trite and scripted and pre-prepared. They're just not doing it for me. And the all-star game tonight, if it gets 15 minutes of my time, maybe 20, that'll be a success on its part. Now I'm flying down to spring training today. I'll be doing a week of shows down with the Braves in Orlando. At that point, I'll be like, okay, I'll be in baseball mode. Very excited about going out to the park tomorrow, getting to smell the freshly cut grass, feeling the sunshine. It's supposed to be like mid-80s all week down there in Orlando, so I'm okay with that, especially after a very rainy winter here in Atlanta. For those of you in the cold and the snow, I know, I'm sorry, that was a jerk move. We've been like 50 almost all winter. I'm not going to watch it tonight. So I'm just telling you that right off the bat. If you tuned in this morning thinking you were going to get compelling NBA All-Star Weekend conversation, debate, you're not. There is no debate, and I don't care if you like it. I'm just being honest. You can like it, and you celebrate it. And I'm not going to rip you for liking it. You like it, that's fine. Enjoy it. It's one of the things that I've learned in life. There was a time doing this job where if I didn't like something and you did, I'd rip you for it. And I debate it with you. I don't want to debate it. If you like NBA All-Star Weekend, you watch it. And you enjoy every minute of it. I want to give you a number. And I'm going by some two different law websites. Nuisance lawsuits where a major corporation pays money to make an issue go away. During the month of July 2018 and August 2018. These are the latest figures that I was able to find. July and August 2018. 2 months, American business, corporations having lawsuits paid off to make them go away. In those 2 months, it was a number that is projected at around 22,000. I'll say it again, 22,000 in a 2 month period. where a corporation says, let's make this go away. We're going to write a check. We're going to sign non-disclosures. We're going to just put this behind us, and we're going to stop talking about it. Yet I have heard novices in sports talk radio, in business, in law, who obviously aren't doing any research, coming up and saying, this is shocking. You know, the NFL admits guilt. No, they didn't. This is incredible. Kaepernick won. No, he didn't. No. Because if you truly want to be an advocate, if you truly want to be a spokesperson for a cause, if you truly are somebody who's going to right the wrongs and fight the good fight and do all those things, you're not muzzled by anybody. Now, guess what? Where this topic falls differently with me is that I'm a guy who supported Colin Kaepernick every step of the way. If Kaepernick wanted the kneel, fine with me. If he wanted the kneel, I didn't like it. Personally, I didn't like it. But you know what I also didn't do? I also didn't defend our flag on foreign soil. I also have never been somebody who has been in the service. So to me, I take the opinions of those who did, those who were brave enough to do it, those who have the guts to actually defend that flag and to stand for it. I take their opinions strongly. And overwhelmingly, members of American service who fought overseas, people that I knew who fought overseas. I work with a very talented guy named Mark Zeno in Atlanta, a guy who was a proud veteran. He does a fantastic podcast, the Hazard Ground podcast. And I took people's advice like theirs because I listened to them more about patriotism. I listened to them more about issues of the flag and what is offensive. And I think of what my dad would have said, and as a veteran, and my father would have said, Second World War veteran, he would have said to me, I don't like what he's doing either, but I will defend his right to the death to do it. And so everybody who doesn't, everybody was so offended by Kaepernick, I don't get you. I don't get you. I really don't. But what I will say is this. When you agree to take a payoff to go away, that tells me how dedicated you are to a cause. That tells me how I don't want this to be a lifelong fight. I don't want to transformationally change the NFL. I don't want to make sure that the next generation of players has a different voice or different statement on things. You don't. You took the payout, and now you're quiet. Look, do some good things. And Colin Kaepernick has done many good things, and I admire him for it. I don't admire him for pig shirts and pig socks and Fidel Castro shirts and celebrating how bad America is and thinking that Cuba is some utopia, because you're just an idiot if you had that point of view. But I think he's tried to do a lot of good things, and I respect him for that. What I don't respect is, though, the big talk about wanting to be a voice for change, and we're gonna make things different. And then when a paycheck comes your way, you say, yeah, I'll take it. Topic over. I'm done. You're free to talk anytime you want today at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. All right, we got a lot to get to. Coming up, one of the biggest names in sports may choose a destination, and it could be today if you're hearing the rumors. It's the John Kincaid Show. This is CBS Sports Radio.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to HomeServe.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's HomeServe.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.